The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today. It's Tuesday. And we're celebrating 10 years on the air. Phone lines here are 605-4567. 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. I'm here, of course, with Ashley at the helm. Ashley, I'm seeing on my little, you know, on my clock, thermometer, everything up here, it shows rain. Could that possibly be right?
Not today. It might be detecting some moisture because it's in an overhang.
Oh, okay, but, tendency. Okay. What's it look like?
We're looking at 56 degrees outside right now with a high of 69 today, which would be nice and pleasant. A low of 51 overnight, a high of 64 tomorrow, and that's the coldest we'll be until next week. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all about 68 degrees. Sunday, we're looking at a little bit of clouds, and Tuesday, we might have a little bit of a chance of rain for the first time in forever. We do have the red flag warning between now and then, which is why we're doing the public safety power shutoffs through PG&E.
And so I have information on that I'm going to be passing on to people, too.
Okay.
Hey, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Based out of Anderson, you can give them a call at 365-3793. Now, Pacific Gas and Electric began notifying 264,000 customers in areas of 22 counties about a planned outage due to strong winds and high fire dangers. Nearly 22,000 customers in Shasta County could be affected, including Anderson, Bella Vista, Big Bend, Cottonwood, French Gulch, Igo, Lakehead, Manton, Melville, Montgomery Creek, Oak Run, Whitemore, Palisadro, Platina, Round Mountain, Shasta, and Shingletown. In other words, any place that you don't have REU, it's a possibility that you're going to lose your power.
A lot of national analysis are saying that Shingletown is the next paradise. So
let's just talk about that in a second here. Mm-hmm. Firefighters are already battling a series of fires this morning in the Lakehead area near Shasta Lake that was reported in the area of Gilman Road in Hertz Bay. Now, at least five fires have been located in there. Classes are canceled tomorrow and Thursday for Anderson Heights Elementary, Anderson Middle School, Meadow Lake Elementary, North State Aspire Academy, and Tree of Life International Charter Schools. The Anderson Union High School District also will be closed tomorrow and Thursday. Those are big announcements. Now, what did you just say about
the Shingletown?
Now, if you noticed that Shingletown has had fires before, since I've lived here, they've had to evacuate a lot of Shingletown. What the state has done has started clearing out the road up Shingletown on 44. They've cleared the sides of the roads. They've been taking out a tremendous amount of trees and brush up there alongside the roads, because they want to clear, make sure those roads are clear, and you could be, instead of a two-lane, you could actually maybe even drive on the shoulders on this and not get, shall we use the word, trapped there. I think, though, too, is that they have started the new method of fighting fires. When we were talking to the fire chief here, as soon as that fire spotted, they start throwing people at it. They don't let it, you know, get a hold. They start throwing air assets at it, and they start putting teams on it right away to try and control it right there.
But remember, it took the campfire all of, what, 2.5 hours to kill?
I understand that. Once it started in the terrain and all that. But what I'm saying is that if they're going to turn off the power, and as inconvenient as that is, if that prevents a couple of fires starting in places where they can't get to it because we don't have the assets.
PG&E has released pictures of places that would have started fires if the line
if they had
been
not
active.
Done that, and it's probably true. So We've gone through this before. The people should be prepared to be without power. People bought generators. Some people that couldn't buy generators. You can move food to different places. Haven Humane's going to be standing by and probably till their closing times today if people, or tomorrow if people are having to evacuate and they can't take their animals, all of these things. Okay. I'm here with Robert Burke. Good morning. We can keep Robert here a little bit longer. Because Robert goes to school. He goes to high school. Get over in front of that. You know that. Get over. You're a pro, man.
Yeah.
Robert goes to school at Shasta High.
Mm-hmm.
You are in a variety of plays, and you've been a movie critic since you were five, or watching movies since you were five.
Yeah, movie critic since 11.
Since 11, okay. And now every Wednesday he comes in there. Well, you're saying it's Tuesday, Carl. I know. But he's got to go to school tomorrow early.
Yeah, I have to take an early test because I'll be gone. I'm leaving after school on Wednesday, and then Thursday and Friday I'm gone. So
okay. Is this vacation or?
It's for Honor Choir, which is down in Fresno. It's there's a tryout, and then everybody who's selected to go goes down to Fresno and sings in a huge choir with a good instructor. And yeah, it's kind of fun.
Kind of a learning experience.
Yeah.
Oh, isn't it? It's a road trip, and so you go down there, and are you going to get rowdy in hotel rooms and things?
Probably. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Hey, let's talk about the movies. I have to admit, since you've been on, I kind of start looking at different things. I went to see Midway. Can we start with Midway?
Yeah, sure.
And you've seen Midway.
I have.
I told people that if you're looking for a deep movie, this is not a deep movie.
Not at all.
This is one of heroism and based on true stories about what happened in the Battle of Midway. And we talked a little bit about it Monday, and one of the things I liked is how it started in 1937. With a conversation between Yamamoto and a junior or a lieutenant junior grade officer by the name of Layton, who became the chief of intelligence for the battle and then went further on. And it started there. So tell me what you think as a critic.
Personally, I didn't enjoy Midway that much. I felt like for a movie that was made by a director who was all about action.
Ang Lee.
Roland Emmerich.
Roland Emmerich, that's what
yeah.
I meant.
He made Independence Day. He's known for explosions. He's kind of like Michael Bay in that way.
Yeah.
For a movie that was all about action, the action wasn't that good, in my opinion. I was kind of bored. I thought the action scenes were pretty long. And then the story in it, the acting, everything else just felt kind of sloppy to me. And I felt like the movie couldn't have a clear focus on if it wanted to be all in on action or all in on story. And because of that, it felt like it was flip-flopping back and forth to me.
Well, now, see, I understand that, but I kind of went into that with the premise that this was going to be more of an action movie than a deep story.
Yeah.
And they based it on real people, on real events that happened. And so at the end of the movie, which I always enjoy when they start talking about historical events, what happened to the people that they were kind of highlighting in the movie after the war? And it was that, and I found that interesting, what happened. But I think it could have been a little clearer, because if you don't know your history, you don't know why when the Americans came in there, how they caught the Japanese that were in the middle of rearming their planes, and they would have had people in the air, but they decided to rearm the planes, and we caught them. The American fleet caught them then. The other thing is that it didn't really show the two squadrons, or that one squadron, that torpedo bomber squadron that came in, and was every one of them was shot down. Every one of them, and they just kept coming at them. And none of them made it. They were all shot down and killed or picked up later. And that wasn't very clear, but that in itself was a very, that was one of the telling parts. That was right at the beginning of the battle, which one of the admirals noticed that they just kept coming. So anyway, okay. We can agree to disagree.
Yeah.
I tell you what, did you like the part though when the dive bombers?
I thought that was intense, yeah.
Yeah. And we're talking about is the dive bombers, when they come in, they start at like 10,000 feet, and they come straight down at the target. That's the way they aim the bombs, straight into all the flak. It's like riding a big roller coaster. Okay, let's take a quick break and come back, and let's hit the ones, the other ones you've seen and the ones coming up this weekend.
All right.
This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over to Lions Heated and Air. It's still warm out there. It hasn't really hit, except that, you know, at night it's getting chilly out there. And if you don't have a person, the right company there, taking care of your heater and your furnaces, you're going to suffer later on. And I'm talking about the cost of electricity, because they haven't tweaked the system itself. They haven't cleaned, you haven't cleaned your filters. You haven't made sure the air ducts are all clear. And this is what Alliance Heating and Air can do. It can make sure your system is working at peak efficiency. Also, if something happens because you haven't used your furnace for a while and then it goes off, Alliance Heating and Air, any maker model, they can come there, they can fix them, they repair them, quick in, quick out, totally professional. They show up on time. And that, they don't give you between 12 and 4. They'll tell you 12, 1, 2, and then they're there. Serving the North State for over 25 years, a better-known business. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. We'll be right back with Robert Burke.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hey everybody, I'm Phil Vassar.
And I'm Dean Sams with the group Lone Star.
And we're happy to announce we're going to be touring together again for our 2019 Holiday and Hits Tour.
Now you're going to want to join us for an evening of greatest hits as well as a few holiday favorites.
That's right. Tickets are on sale now at philvassar.com.
And lonestarnow.com.
And it's going to be rocking. It's going to be great.
You're going to want to be there, and we look forward to seeing you for our Holiday and Hits Tour 2019.
Historic Cascade Theater, December 10th. Buy now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.com.
Planning an event, double date, girls' night, overtime inside Wind River Resort and Casino offers reserved seating. Party together in style all night long with top-level service and entertainment. Reserve your table or VIP package with bottle service and appetizers starting at $25. Overtime, turning it up a notch with personalized VIP treatment. For info, call Group Sales at 530-339-7454 or download the Wind River app. Reservations must be made 1 week in advance. Nightlife is better at the river.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Redding. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Friendly oil change.
At Premier Oil Change, we pride ourselves in efficiency and customer service. We love to hear what our guests have to say about us. Mary said,
"Best service yet, guys. Thanks."
Gene commented,
"Always polite, friendly, fast, and efficient."
Pat wrote,
"The crew is always friendly, and they get me in and out."
Lindsay said,
"We always come here, amazing and fast."
Come experience Premier Oil Change for yourself. Our trained technicians will take care of your maintenance while you wait in the comfort and safety of your vehicle. Enjoy free beverages and Wi-Fi while we do the rest. No appointment required, just drive in. Stop by a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to... If I could talk here. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating 10 years on the air. Phone lines here are 605-4567. It's the 19th of November, and it is about 54 degrees out there. It's going to be a really nice day, but get ready because tomorrow the winds are going to start. It's going to go into red flag, and there's going to be power, possibly power turned off. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue, specializing in home electronics, Dish Network, and an authorized dealer for Sony, Samsung, LG, and Klipsch speakers. 1250 Hartnell Avenue, or give them a call at 221-4144. I'm here with Robert Burke. We're talking movies. What's coming out this weekend?
Well, just like the song kind of anticipated, this weekend we have Frozen 2 coming out. This is a sequel to the huge hit from 2013, went on to gross tons and tons of money. It was a huge phenomenon. It made over $1 billion. So, of course, a sequel was inevitable. It's coming to us 6 years later from the same directors, same actors. And this one follows the story of all the classic characters, Elsa, Anna, Christian, Olaf. And they are all venturing into the forest to discover a mystery about the kingdom. It's a very vague plot synopsis because not a lot has come out about the plot. Even the trailers have been kind of vague. So really, nobody except the people who have seen it already know what this movie is about. It's kind of interesting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But you got to figure if it's Disney and it's animated that it's going to make another $500 million.
Oh, I'm sure it'll make another billion. I mean, these movies are super successful. Oh, yeah.
Well, you know what? People can take their kids to them. They don't have to worry about it. And and some kids want to see it more than once.
Yeah.
And was it somebody said that he knows what was the theme song from Frozen? He says,
"Let it go."
Let it go. He says, "I can hear it." He says, "I dream at night of that song because his kids are playing it all the time."
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
okay.
I'm sure there will be more songs in the sequel that will be just like that, so parents be warned.
Hey, you know, you said Ford versus Ferrari was going to be huge.
Yeah.
It looks like you're absolutely right. Everybody I have talked to that's been to the movie is just raved about it.
Oh, yeah. It's sitting at like a 98% audience score and a 91% critic score on Rotten Tomatoes. So people are loving this movie, both critics and audiences, which is pretty rare for a movie to get.
Bless you.
Excuse me. To get such strong approval from both sides, that it's a strong indication that it's a good movie.
Now, is this an Oscar contender because of that?
It is a huge Oscar contender. No. It is a front runner in Best Picture, Best Screenplay. Even the two lead actors in it, there's quite a bit of buzz about them.
Really?
Yeah.
Damon and...
Christian Bale.
Christian Bale, who... Christian Bale is a heck of an actor.
Oh, yeah.
I never thought of Matt Damon as being a great actor, but I've just seen the trailers. But this thing is, you know, like you said, both critics and the public like it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it showcases American know-how and tenacity and setting your mind to something is the way I look at it. Now,
yeah.
There may be more to it than that, but not just competitiveness, but bravery. On
yeah.
Something like this. Okay, next.
We also have this weekend, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. This is widely anticipated. It is the story of Fred Rogers, and Tom Hanks is playing Fred Rogers in this film. It's directed by Marie Heller, who did Can You Ever Forgive Me last year. That was a indie movie, but went on to be pretty successful at the Oscars. It was nominated for Best Lead Actress, Best Supporting Actor. And this one, it's a tale about a man that everybody knows and everybody loves, played by a man that everybody knows and everybody loves.
Well,
it really is perfect.
Now, this, I saw a headline. We were talking about it before you came on. I saw a headline that says, "Can Mr. Rogers save the world?" You know, and the fact of getting along with people and goodness in this. And I guess Tom Hanks, what I've read, has captured this. And, you know, is this another Oscar contender?
Big time. It's an Oscar contender in directing, writing, acting. And it's a film that a lot of people are just saying makes you feel super good, which is a great release for the Thanksgiving season. Because it's a season where a lot of people, they're stuck with their families. All they want to do is go out and feel good in the theaters. And I'm sure a lot of people will be stuck into seeing Frozen 2, but I'm sure A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood will find its crowd.
I'm sure it will. Okay. Joker's still strong? Or is it started kind of tampering off now, right?
It's tampering off a little bit, but it's pretty significant. This last weekend, it crossed $1 billion at the box office. Put that into perspective for a second. Justice League? With Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, Aquaman, made $750 million worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
And Joker has now passed that film, but also every other Batman film ever made, including the Dark Knight trilogy, the classic Batman films. It has surpassed all of it.
Well, now, and the other thing, too, is that this is a dark movie. This is a very dark movie. It's an R-rated movie.
It's the first R-rated movie to cross $1 billion as well.
And now, again, Joaquin Phoenix, he's going to be nominated.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. He could easily
win. Lost 50 pounds for this role.
Yeah, and you can tell he looks very skinny.
Okay, so if you're looking for a dark movie to take everybody to on Thanksgiving, it's probably still out there. So all the people that are already on, they're already having problems because of the... of the political divides in the family, go out and see the Joker, and then see how Thanksgiving ends over that week. I'm just kidding. Okay, what else? What else do we have?
Well,
we got 2 minutes.
After this upcoming Friday, there's some movies coming out on the day before Thanksgiving on Wednesday, the 27th, and a big one is Knives Out. This is a classic whodunit movie by director Rian Johnson, who directed Star Wars Episode 8. This is him coming off of that film, and it has a huge all-star cast. It stars Daniel Craig, Chris Evans, Lakeith Stanfield, Jamie Lee Curtis, Toni Collette, Michael Shannon, Don Johnson, Christopher Plummer. It's a stacked cast, and it's about a family who gets together and their father dies while celebrating his birthday. So a detective is assigned to the case to figure out if one of the family members did indeed murder them. And it's kind of a combination of like a spoof film, kind of making fun of the whodunit genre, while also respecting the genre a lot. And the reviews have been outstanding. It sits at a strong 99% on Rotten Tomatoes. That means there's one voice out there that said, eh, and everybody else is head over heels for it. This is one of my most anticipated movies for the rest of the year, and I can't wait to see this on Thanksgiving.
Okay. Robert Birchman with us. Robert, where else can we see your, besides being live with us, where else can we see you?
You can find me at The Clever Critics on YouTube or www.thecleverCritics.com, or you can find me every Saturday on anewscafe.com.
Okay. Robert Burke, thanks again, and good luck tomorrow for your, is it test tomorrow?
Yes. 6:40 a.m.
What's 6:40 a.m.? What's the test?
Psychology.
Well, they're already working on your little heads.
Yep.
Yep, to say, hey, we're going to, when does school start over at Shasta?
Oh, it starts at 7:40 a.m. usually, but I have to take the test early because I'll be gone on Friday. And
oh, I got it. So they're giving you a special dispensation, you and the other students.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, Robert Birkin, like you said, you can get him at News Cafe or get him online. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Two locations in town at 1845 California Street and 192 Hartnell Avenue. The Cornerstone Community Bank are local people, community-oriented, a dedicated team of professionals that want you to experience how they move local dreams forward. You can visit them at their sites, or you can visit them online at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back with As Seen on TV. You know what? I love that store, As Seen on TV. We'll be right back.
Always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be
my neighbor.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we've really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating 10 years on the air. And our phone line's here, 605-4567, 7:33 in the morning, about 56 degrees going up to 60. What is it going up to, 72 today, something like that? 69 degrees today. That's, you know, starting to cool off a little bit. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. And River Commons Senior Living is bringing us this segment, located at 301 Hartnell Avenue. If you're looking, if you're tired of it, if you're tired of cooking every day, if you're tired of plumbing, painting, yard work, then take a look at River Commons Senior Living. Worry less, smile more. For more information and a tour of it, and it's not an assisted living facility. Oh, no, 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 no. Think of it like a mini cruise ship parked on Hartnell Avenue. Gourmet chefs, activities all the time, pet friendly, they got it all. Give Brian a call at 238-5981 and he'll arrange a personalized tour for you. whenever you can schedule it. Stop, have lunch with them. River Commons Senior Living. I'm here with Gene Haughine. And Gene is, you know what, you've seen it on TV a million times. You've listened to the commercials. But have you ever met anybody that owns As Seen on TV store where you're getting ready to meet him right now? Good morning, Gene.
Good morning, Carl.
Tell us a little bit about you.
Well, they call me Grandpa because I'm getting so old. I've got the store here in Reading. At one time we had 7 of them. Now we're down to just the 1 here in Reading. And this year we're going to make shopping at the store great again. I'll tell you that.
Okay.
Because I've got some new merchandise in. We've got flying drones.
Oh.
These drones are fantastic. They advertise them for like $50 most places. I have them for $14.95. And we've got at least 12 different designs. We got them for the girls, little flying angels, flying horses, cars, helicopters. And the best one of all is the aliens. And they're only $14.95. That's less than wholesale.
Okay, so these are drones. Are they indoor drones or outdoor?
No, they're mostly inside. The small ones are inside. I've got outside ones, too.
Uh-huh.
But the ones I'm talking about today are the $14.95 ones inside. Hey, you see them all over Facebook. For $50. We got them for $14.95.
Gene, how did you get into this?
Well, okay, a lot of people ask me that. My first job in this business was in 1963. At the Dallas State Fair in Dallas, Texas, I got a job helping the magic guy do magic. And from then on, I went on and worked with the magic, went to the World's Fair in New York, 1964 and 65. And from then on, we demonstrated different products around the country, home shows and garden shows. One of my favorite items I've ever sold was a machine called the Salsa Maker. Now, you might have bought one from me here at the fair about 20 years ago. Those salsa makers are $30.
Uh-huh.
With a hand you turn on the top. Now I've got them at the store for $15.
So they're less now than they used to be then.
We make them less. We don't even make much money now.
The salsa maker is that you throw in your tomatoes and all this, and is it got a handle on it and you turn it real? Yeah.
That's a little handle on the top.
I think I have one.
Yeah, it's a great tool, and it comes with a great recipe. It's my own special recipe.
Oh.
As a matter of fact, if you come down to the store this year at Christmas time, I'll be there demonstrating and making salsa, and you get a free sample. You're going to love it. I've got one more item I want to talk about.
Okay.
These are an infrared air cooker. I bought a ton of them, and I really got a deal on them. They're $184 if you order them from the Internet. Today, or all week long, as long as they last.
Okay.
The price, $29.95. That's less than wholesale. We got all kinds of things on sale.
Now, this is an infrared cooker. Is that a counter cooker type thing?
Yeah, a little counter cooker. Plug it in with electricity. Put French fries in there. Set the timer. Come back in 15, 20 minutes. The best French fries in the world. No oil, no butter, no grease. Yeah, it's an awesome tool. You'll love it.
Well, you know, is there anybody out there that doesn't like, you know, As Seen on TV? But you've got it all in your store. If you have not been down to Gene's store at in Churn Creek in the shopping center there, which was at the Kubler's shopping center?
Yes, it's called the Shasta Center.
Okay, the Shasta Center.
That's right where Kubler Furniture is. What else is there? That hamburger place.
Well, you've got Dairy Queen,
and
you've also got the Mongolian Barbecue there.
Mongolian Barbecue, they're new. They're really doing good.
Yeah, which is good because that place has like been a jinx on restaurants there, but they seem to be doing Kahuna seem to be doing great. Okay, so now you told me how you got into this. One of my favorite parts of fairs is going in there to all the demonstrations that are going on. Tell me, what were those knives? Ginzu knives that you used to see.
They were on TV for years. We sold them way before they were ever on TV.
These things can cut through a rubber tire and then cut a tomato. And I'm like, Whoa. Okay. Here's the secret about me. I traveled a lot in certain jobs in the Marine Corps. So I'd get to some place, it'd be 2 o'clock in the morning, and I'm still like wide awake. I'd be watching TV. Oh yeah. I'd buy some of these things.
Yeah.
I think I bought a Dremel tool. I still have it. It's been used probably twice, and I swear to God, it's got to be 30 years old. It just goes with me from spot to spot, and I never use it. I think I used it one time to cut a tiny limb off a Christmas tree.
Yeah,
as seen on TV.
Well, the first time I seen the Ginsu knife, I don't know what year it was, 67, 68. They were $2. And the demonstrator that was demonstrating was a guy named Ron Popeil.
Ron Popeil, that's right.
Ron Popeil was demonstrating at the fair, and man, we were all down there watching Ron, and wanted to be just like Ronnie. Now, we sell that same knife at my store for, I believe it's $7.95. They're awesome knives. Never get dull, never need to be sharpened. Yep.
Cut through a tire, then cut through a tomato.
Yeah, and it'll cut through a cow in half, and that's no bull. We sold a ton of it.
We just lost the producer. She's in there laughing. Okay, you know, Gene, you are a hoot. When Sarah came back, she says, "Wow." She's got three kids. She's got three little ones. She may be doing her Christmas shopping
in
there.
Come in and get one of those drones. Those drones are fantastic.
Yeah. I'm not sure she wants three-year-olds with drones flying around the house.
Well, they're a little
maybe guy. Another year or two like that. Probably. There could be. I can just see that. Okay, so what's been your biggest seller? I mean, I know there's been. It's going to be hard to figure
it
that
is.
Out because you've had so many different things, as seen on TV, and just for today, for the cost of shipping and handling, we're going to give you 12 more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something like that.
I've already paid the shipping and handling. You won't have to pay.
You won't even have to pay that.
Just pick it up
okay.
and take it home.
What's been one? We talked about the Ginsu knives because, I mean, that's kind of ubiquitous when it talks about late night TV. But what's the biggest sellers that you've had?
Oh, man. There have been a lot of them. Now, one of my most amazing sellers was called the ShamWow.
The ShamWow.
Back in, what is that, 10 years ago? Years ago?
Yeah, the car thing.
Yeah.
Or the car. Towers.
You pick up any kind of water with it. And, you know, a lot of these products that you see on TV, we demonstrated them at the home and garden shows or the state fairs way before they ever came on TV.
Oh, sure.
That's one of the reasons I get a lot of the good stuff, because I know all the manufacturers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So you knew Ron Popeil.
Oh, yeah. I know.
And Ron Popeil invented all types of things.
He did.
Or at least he fronted a lot of things.
Yeah,
I don't know.
He actually invented a lot of them. He lived in Chicago, and he used to... be at the Playboy Club there in Chicago. That's where his offices were.
The Playboy Club?
The Playboy Club in Chicago. That's where I first met him, yeah. He was a character.
I believe that. Okay, so what do we tell people? If you're looking for Christmas gifts, if you're looking for last-minute Thanksgiving stuff, like cooking, you've got all types of cooking stuff there.
We do. We've got lots of great cooking stuff. Now, what we did, we opened a little second store for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
The store next to my store was vacant.
Okay.
So Kubler made me a good deal to go in there for just 2 months.
Okay.
That's what we call our demonstration store.
Oh.
And we've got demonstrations going on all day long, cooking. We're selling the Miracle Doormats. That's my best item I've ever sold.
Okay. What is the Miracle Doormat?
Well, you walk in the house with dirty, wet feet. You don't have to wipe your feet. Just walk across this doormat, and you won't track up the house anymore. Not just you. Your dogs, the kids.
I've seen that.
Yep. We import them ourselves.
And those work.
They really work.
Okay.
I guarantee if you don't like it, you bring it back. I'll give you double your money back. That's how good they are.
Wow.
They really are good.
You heard it first here.
As a matter of fact, I can do that because I'm selling it for half price right now. We have a special going on. Half price. As long as this stack lasts, we have in the store.
Is there anything you can't sell, Jen?
I don't know. We sell a lot. We sell a lot of good
stuff.
Yeah,
but I tell you what, your enthusiasm and your, the fact is if you haven't been to the As Seen on TV store, you need to get down there. I guess this could be a call to action, but you need to go down there. I'm going to be heading down there. I stop through there every so often, to kind of walk through the store, and there's always something I need. You can't go through the store without finding something you need.
Oh, yeah, we've got it all.
We've got it all.
Yeah.
And you know what? If you get it now, you can get it into the mail before Christmas. You have everything all stacked up there. You can send the drones to all of your grandkids and so that they are kids. Have them ready. You can get the doormats before the bad weather starts.
That's right.
I'm thinking about that for my so where the dog goes out and comes back in. And she has to leave little tracks over the house.
Yeah, these doormats, we have a lifetime replacement policy with them. And you put them inside your door, you walk in, I don't care how long you use it, you wash it in the wash machine, put it in the dryer, use it over and over again.
Wow.
They really are good.
Gene Hawhine, who is the owner of... As Seen on TV Store, you might see it as Grandpa's As Seen on TV Store because that's what everybody calls him. I don't call you that.
No.
Yeah. But the it's hundreds of items. See it, touch it, feel it. You can watch them being demonstrated now.
Yep.
Cooking, chopping, everything.
Yep.
There at the store.
Oh, pet brushes, stuff for pets, all kinds of stuff.
Everything. 1818 Sharon Creek Road, which, of course, is in the Kubler Shopping Center, the Shasta Center. They're just, you can't miss the store. It's pretty well marked.
Yeah.
So, Gene, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Last thoughts here.
I'll see you all Christmas. Merry Christmas to everybody. Happy New Year. And make America great again. America great again.
There you go, buddy. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at... Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Redding, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back after these messages.
On the 9th, on the 8th, on the 7th, the halls with bells are hung. Here we come, the westerling among the lings of five golden rings. Four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, the boar's head in hand.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The Bethel and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Bethel and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted.
who am I not to give them to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
And now, back to our show.
Good morning. No music?
I couldn't quite get to it in time.
Okay,
sorry.
That's okay. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Good morning, everybody. It is the 19th. It's 56 degrees out there. It's going to be going up to about 70 today. Sunny, and then the winds are going to start, it looks like, tomorrow. Red flag warnings are going to happen. We've already talked about Shasta County is going to be one of those areas that could possibly have your power cut off. Now, just go to the PG&E and go, and you can see, you can put your address in there and see if you're one of the ones that may have your power cut off. But I would recommend that you do that today. The city of Reading is going to do a land swap. And what it does is the CAL FIRE offices that are down there on Cypress Avenue, next to the city hall and right in front of the police station, they want to exchange that for 92 acres down at Stillwater, the largest, I think it's the largest parcel there. There's a $900,000 difference in the price. In other words, the land on Cypress Avenue is worth $900,000 more than the acreage out at Stillwater. So CAL FIRE is going to take the time up to 62 months to build their facilities out there, and at that point, they're paying the city of Reading $14,000 a month as rent for where they're at. Now, this works out if it takes CAL FIRE 62 months, 5 years, to build their facility out there. The drawback on it, of course, is if it only takes them 36 months, then the city of Reading and the taxpayers, you and me, are on the hook for the remainder of that $900,000. That means we'll be paying them for it. They're going to vote on that tonight, along with a proposed letter. The city's writing a letter to the state asking for help from the state for the homeless and crime problems we have, that they're asking Gavin Newsom to declare an emergency so that money can be freed up to help the state, and specifically Reading, with the number of homeless and people we have here and the crime we're facing. Part of it is housing. Part of it is being able to take people and have probably an ex parte type of conservatorship given to those who can't live on the street by themselves. They're dangerous to themselves or to others. And so they can be put into an institution. That's an interesting concept. And that money be given also to help with sanitation, regular mental health, and getting the people out and away from the waterways. Things that we've been talking about here, not just here on this show, but everybody's been talking about now for about 7 or 8 years. City of Reading, again, writing a letter to the governor of California asking that a state of emergency be declared with this homeless problem. And as the problems we're facing here, when you think about it, I mean, they're not overwhelming, but they are problems. And then you think about San Francisco, Los Angeles, and San Diego, and some of the larger cities that are having even larger problems than we are. And they have a lot more money to combat it than we do, but yet they're still being overrun. The question is, though, is, okay, there's a national, okay, there's a state of emergency, and we've got $3 billion to throw at it. Shasta County, here's your $146,000. That's the problem. But we'll see. The Trump impeachment inquisition on TV, it's 7:54 in the morning, It's on TV. Last week, it was a ratings dud. More people were watching QVC than watching the impeachment. People have this feeling that they can't trust any of the news media to give the facts, that, you know, polls show that up to 60% of people don't believe what the media is saying, and another percentage believe that it's being spun in a certain way. The thing that astounds me is if you go to Fox and then you switch the channel to MSNBC or CNN, you can see the same story. But you have to really – it's the same subject. Let me put it this way. It's the same subject, and they're talking about the same person. But it is so diametrically different that how do you make up – whether this is true. You've got one group of people saying this at national level, and you have another group of people that are saying exactly the opposite. So how do you, as an individual, make up your mind about this? Is this true? Well, then, if you, what people are doing, in many cases, they're just tuning it out. They don't believe it. They believe the Democrats have an agenda. They've had it since Trump was nominated, was to never let him serve. And if he was, and if he serves, he is to be fought, stymied, and eventually removed because he's not who the Democrats want. A big danger to our country and a big danger to the Constitution is something like this. And yet there hasn't been, you know, the first was the Russian collusion, and that didn't fly, and there were other things, Stormy Daniels, that didn't fly. And now we're into this quid pro quo that there hasn't been anybody that was there, nobody has testified that they saw it, all these different things. Oh, he fired this ambassador. Well, Mr. Obama fired all of Bush's politically appointed ambassadors. On the day, he says, on the 25th, when I take office, I expect the resignations of all these different ambassadors. People forget that. Now, there is a difference between being an ambassador that's politically appointed, say, to London or Paris or Rio or some of these places. These are, you know, like big donors and friends and all that. And then those ambassadors that are longtime civil servants that end up in Uzbekistan, Afghanistan, and these places, because a lot of big donors don't really want to go live there. But the bottom line is this, is anybody watching this? And if you are, you don't even have to talk about it. You just call and tell the producer, yeah, I've watched it, and this is what I think. Or since we're not having a lot of calls in this, I got a feeling a lot of people aren't even watching this. I haven't watched a minute of it. You know, I've been, you know, you do catch ups with in the papers, but then you have to figure out which paper to read. I look at USA Today, then you look at the Federalist Papers, and then you look at stuff from different magazines, different groups of things, completely different stories. I don't ever remember it being this bad. And I've been around for a while. Ashley's been around longer. Do you remember it ever being this like this, so diametrically opposed, and where you're not sure of what's happening and if it's the truth?
I worked at KRCR prior to coming here, and one of the things I did was I got the information from the affiliates or from the main big news stations, took that information and then put it into a script and sent it off. Sometimes they would give us a script. They would often give us a script, and then we would finagle it, make it unique, make it interesting to whatever's local. But inevitably, there was a bias in whatever was coming down, and it was really difficult to weed out the facts from this mess that they give us. And a lot of stations take that information and just put the script exactly as it was on the air. And we had several sources we could pull from, but it was a lot of work to not have it be biased. It's much easier to have it be biased.
Yeah. Hey, we've got to run here, but just look at the record searchlight. Everything is being force-fed to them by USA Today. I mean, we talked about it yesterday. The first six pages of the paper doesn't have one thing to do with Reading. And I'm sure that's because it's being force-fed. Hey, we got to take a break here. When we come back, we got Terry and Rick. We have Terry and Nick here. They have questions about the Shasta County proposed safety tax. The specific tax that needs a 66% to pass. They have questions, and we've had Joe Comente on and others talking about why we need this. They're going to come in, and they have questions about why it's needed and is there other ways around it. We'll be right back after these messages.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. House impeachment hearings continuing this morning. Intelligence Committee Chairman Democrat Adam Schiff saying neither of today's witnesses has any axe to grind with President Trump.
Today's witnesses, like those who testified last week, are here because they were subpoenaed to appear, not because they are for or against impeachment. That question is for Congress, not the fact witnesses.
Republican Devin Nunes still wants to hear from the anonymous whistleblower.
Now that the whistleblower has successfully kick-started impeachment, he has disappeared from the story, as if the Democrats put the whistleblower in their own witness protection program.
And while the impeachment testimony continues, President Trump is calling attention to the red-hot U.S. economy. The president tweets, NASDAQ up 27% this year alone. Home builders had a good October. Housing starts rose 3.8% last month. Lower mortgage rates and a healthy job market, giving the housing market a nice boost in recent months. They were held for more than 3 years. Two hostages released by the Taliban in Afghanistan.
American Kevin King and Australian Timothy Weeks, both professors at the American University of Kabul, who were abducted back in 2016, were released today in southern Afghanistan, according to a Taliban official. While it remains unclear if the two men were handed over to Afghan government representatives, intermediaries, or U.S. forces, their release comes hours after the Afghan government freed three top Taliban figures who were all sent to Qatar. I'm Matt Small.
California is suing the nation's biggest e-cigarette maker, alleging that Juul Labs deliberately targeted teens with its past marketing campaigns. On Wall Street, stocks are in the red. The Dow currently down about 117 points. The S&P is off 7. The NASDAQ Composite Index, 7 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Reaction to the U.S. decision to no longer consider Israeli West Bank settlements a violation of international law.
The decision is consistent with the Trump administration's approach to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, which has strongly favored Israel. And the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu praised it as an historic achievement. It could give him a boost as he struggles to stay in power after two inconclusive elections, although his opponent Benny Gantz also welcomed the move. Palestinian officials denounced it as a dangerous violation of international law that threatened prospects of peace. Palestinian militant groups also weighed in, calling it the official funeral of the Oslo peace process and urging stepped-up resistance to the Israeli occupation.
The BBC's Barbara Platt-Usher. U.S. and South Korean officials remain far apart in talks on increasing South Korea's contributions to the costs for maintaining the American military presence on South Korean soil. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A high-profile supporter of Chick-fil-A, Mike Huckabee, critical of the company's decision to change its charity policy.
Chick-fil-A betrayed loyal customers for dollars is the tweet from former Governor Mike Huckabee, in which he pointed out that he had coordinated a 2012 Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day. Now the company has, in his words, quote, surrendered to anti-Christian hate groups, unquote, by altering its philanthropic direction beginning next year. In a statement on its company website, Chick-fil-A says it will discontinue multi-year commitments and will distribute its $9 million fund under the headings of education, homelessness, and hunger, which in 2020 will not include three past recipients who were defenders of traditional biblical marriage. George Bonzani reporting.
The manhunt goes on in Central California. It's a search for two gunmen who attacked a football watch party over the weekend in Fresno. Four people were killed, six others wounded. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, celebrating 10 years on the air. Phone lines here are 605-4567. Today is Tuesday, the 19th of November, 2019. 8:05 in the morning, the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ashley, what's it look like for weather today?
We're looking at 57 degrees outside right now with a high of 68 over for the afternoon. We should have a beautiful sunset like last night. I don't know if you saw it last night, but tonight should be just as pretty. But that means we also have a red flag warning coming in tomorrow. And through Wednesday night, a lot of people are getting their power shut off. High
we're
going to
talk about that as soon as you finish here.
Yeah. High of 68 tomorrow and about the same throughout the rest of the week. Our next chance for rain is Tuesday.
Okay. Hey, the weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Anderson-based business, a veteran-owned business, locally owned, locally operated, gives discounts for seniors and veterans. That's Shasta Regional, Propane and Gas. Okay, Pacific Gas and Electric Company has notified about 264,000 customers, which if you multiply that, it's by close to a million people, in areas of 22 counties about a planned outage due to strong winds and high fire danger, which is, I think you said that it was going to be a red flag tomorrow?
Yep, late tonight into tomorrow night.
All right. Nearly 22,000 customers in Shasta County could be affected, including Anderson, Bella Vista, Big Bend, Cottonwood, French Gulch, Igo, Lakehead, Manton, Melville, Montgomery Creek, Oak Run, Whitemore, Palo Cedro, Platina, Round Mountain, Shasta, and Shingletown. In Tehama, 9,500 customers will be affected. And right now, firefighters are battling a series of fires this morning in the Lakehead area near Shasta Lake that has been reported in the area of Gilman Road and Hertz Bay. As of right now, five fires have been located. Classes are canceled tomorrow on Thursday for Anderson Heights Elementary, Anderson Middle School, Meadow Lake Elementary, North State Aspire Academy, and Tree of Life International Charter Schools. Also, the Anderson Union High School District also will be closed tomorrow and Thursday. Of course, if you live in those school districts, you call the school just to make sure things haven't changed. Maybe the wind will dry down, and maybe they won't do it. If you live in the city of Redding, you're okay with our own power company that we have that doesn't rely on PG&E for power. We, again, dodged the bullet. Okay. You know, over the last, couple months, we've been talking about the proposed county sales tax. It's going to be a specific tax that's going to take two-thirds of the voters to approve to make it happen. The idea behind this is to provide money for a new facilities to put prisoners in or recalcitrants, criminals, and also money for police in Anderson, Redding, the city of Shasta Lake, and the sheriff's department, more DAs, a couple more public defenders, some money to the probation department. Let's see where else. Public defenders, probation, and law enforcement. The amount of money that they look at that they can collect from this is about $31 million per year. And they have broken it down about where the money's going. including an oversight group, the and also medication-assisted treatment, MAT, training and rehab programs. Now, we've had Joe Comente on. We've had Jake Mangus on. And with us today is Nick Gardner and Terry Raposa, who have questions about this. Why do we need this? I remember Nick came on a couple months ago and talked about, yes, we need a jail, but and your plans on how that would work. But it was just a jail only, I believe. Now, things may have changed since then. So let's start with Nick.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Hang on.
I'm not opposed to a sales tax, but I don't think this is a well-written sales tax here. The first thing I want to attack on here is these funds will increase jail spaces, in parentheses, up to 500 additional jail beds. Well, you know what? What's up to 500 additional jail beds? I went trout fishing the other day, and I wanted to catch a limit. That's five, but I only caught two. You know, I believe it's got to be specified how many jail beds we're going to have in there. And what is a jail bed? Do you consider a work camp a jail bed? I think a work camp is something that after you've done maybe...
Stay in front of the microphone, buddy.
Maybe two-thirds of your sentence, then you get the opportunity, if you want to go to a work camp and learn some skills to where you might go out into the private sector and change your lifestyles. A navigation center, you know, they've navigated themselves into a terrible lifestyle, and I just don't think that we can navigate them out of it. Carl, you go by the post office before they put a fence around it, down at the library, down around City Hall. How many of those people are going to be rehabable?
Well, I know I can't tell you that.
Well, I can tell by looking, probably just one or two.
Well, if you look at a percentage, but I think that okay. See, now your statement is based on an unknown fact. It's a presumption that you can't help people, that some people don't want, that everybody doesn't want to get out of the streets they're in.
That's absolutely right. And let me ask you something else. Do you trust the government?
It depends on which parts of the government you're talking about.
Well, that's a yes or no. I've asked over 250 people that over the last 10 years.
But in what sense? Do we trust the government?
I can't think of anything we can trust
the
government
on. No, but when you
spend our money the way they're going to spend our money. And, you know, my experience is no, you haven't. And so, you know, we come up to them wanting us to give them $31 million, and they spread it out over all these people. Instead of coming to the people and asking us who's going to be paying it, how do you want your money spent? They go to the people that are going to be spending it and say, how are you going to spend this money? And, you know, I did a poll down at the Patriots meeting, probably 100 people there, and I asked who would support a one-cent sales tax strictly to build a jail. 90% of the hands went up. Okay, how about if it just went to safety? You know, maybe 10% of the hands went up. To the general fund, one hand went up.
Who was that?
You got
me. Was he a visitor?
Probably so.
Well, I think the point is that we have to be looking at solutions. And we, you know, we're bouncing around with a lot of stuff, but what are the solutions and where does the money really go right now? The city of Reading wants to take the $5 million they're going to get, and not one penny of it goes to rehabilitation. Not one penny. 80% of it goes to funding for law enforcement staffing, and 10% is for equipment. The other 10% is going to be used for the fire department. So let's talk about facts. Let's talk about what the real deal is here. Let's talk about a solution. And let's talk about this 1 cent sales tax.
Okay, let's take a break first and let's get into that. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Home Helpers. Sharon Clark is somebody that I would trust my family with if they needed help, whether it's after an operation, if it's full time, if it's 2 days a week or 7 days a week. Sharon Clark has broken the code on how to help families in need like this. She'll come to your house and she'll give you a complimentary in-home consultation. She'll work a plan out that works for you and your loved ones. All of her people are highly trained. Of course, all types of background and DMV investigations to make sure you have nothing to worry about that way. She's there to help you. She's a big supporter of our veterans community and does so much when she finds an elderly person or any person that needs, that is a veteran. And she will help them get all of their veteran benefits also. Learn more at ReddingHomeHelpers.com or give her a call at 226-8350. Redding Home Helpers. We'll be right back with Terry Raposa and Nick Gardner.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Wind River Resort and Casino is your place to win. Play our Electrify Your Life Swipe to Win promotion. Swipe your River Club card daily, guaranteed to win free slot play or one of two Tesla Model 3s. Weekly drawings for free slot play Thursdays at 8 p.m. All winners receive 25 bonus entries into the final drawing on Thursday, December 26th at 7, 8, and 9 p.m. Two grand prize winners to receive a Tesla Model 3. Details at WindRiver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
I'm sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop by South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
The Redding Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Redding Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at ReddingRancheria.com.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
And you say we shouldn't worry about Bin Laden. Have you forgotten?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating 10 years on the air. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy Maxwell has been helping families, veterans, seniors, business owners since 1993. She's become a guru when it comes to finding fire insurance for homes when people are getting their fire insurance canceled because they happen to live in an area where there's been fires. Learn more at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Give them a call at 221-0441 or stop by at 1378 Hilltop Drive, right next to Members First Credit Union. I'm here today with Nick Gardner and Terry Raposa, and they have alternatives to the countywide sales tax to handle the crime problem. So let's start with that. Okay, you said there's alternatives to
There's alternatives, but also the main point is if you're going to be a voter, if you're going to be a voter, I think they can hear me. If they're going to be a voter out there that's going to vote on something, that particular person needs to be an informed voter and know what they're voting for. And I think that as a voter, I have questions first. I'm not saying I'm completely against anything here. But I have some questions, and I have some things that I think could be common sense solutions.
Okay?
One of the common sense solutions is we look at what the city of Reading wants, with 80% of that funding going to law enforcement. As I look at a salary list I got last night from Nick Gardner, I look at a salary list of 32 guys, and the average salary there, the average we pay them, is over $300,000 a year. These are firemen and police officers. And I'm not saying whether they're worth it or not worth it, but that's $10 million. For 32 employees. Now, the solution that the city has had for the homeless is writing a letter to the governor. Julie Winters is writing a letter to the governor asking for federal help for the homeless.
State help, yeah.
Okay, but the real problem is not maybe the real person that really needs help, like you guys were talking about earlier. It's the person who's on the street who's the criminal. We keep hearing that we have 300 people on the street. We hear this day in and day out. We hear it when we talk to police officers. Same 300 people on the street. They're doing the majority of the crimes. Why are they still on the street? Some people have said, well, maybe they're on the street because the worst guys are in jail. Really? Well, then how can you make the statement that all the crimes that are bad crimes out there that are being committed are being committed to the people who are on the street? That means they're still on the street. Okay, so what are the solutions? One of the solutions that we could have is our sheriff, former sheriff, or almost former sheriff, our sheriff has issued 10,000 concealed carry permits, 10,000 of them. You have to go through a class. You've got to pay a fee. And therefore, the sheriff trusts you with the discernment on when to use your weapon, when you believe it's time to protect yourself. Now, why not have a situation where the sheriff can and should issue a 26-150-B2, which is an open carry permit, to the same people who have concealed carry? He already trusts them with the discernment on when to use a weapon. Why not be open? Well, because the sheriff's comment on your show was, it makes my officers nervous. That was one comment. The other comment was basically, I believe concealed carry is tactically superior. Then why do our police officers walk around with open carry? Why don't they wear the uniform to where their gun's concealed? Wouldn't you want your officers to have a tactical advantage? Or is it that only the citizen can have a tactical advantage? But if you trust people with discernment on one thing, why wouldn't you trust them on another thing? I would say it's about control. If you're walking with your grandkids out on the river trail, and you're walking out there, and somebody sees you who may be a criminal, and you have your weapon exposed, do you think your chances are better that he not attack you, or better if you were concealed and he didn't know you had a weapon? So if you have somebody who's been given permission, which they don't need, but in this case our sheriff believes he has to give permission, to go out and carry a weapon, know when to use it, be instructed on how to use it, and therefore not have the advantage of a police officer, which you can see his weapon if you're a criminal, that would be one solution. It's sort of like a portable fence, Carl.
Okay. I would like to see. Okay, so how much of what kind of difference in crime then will that make?
Well, I mean, you're asking me if a meteor hit the earth.
No,
okay?
what I'm saying is this: most of the crimes, when we see the repeat crimes, it's drug related, it's stealing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see a lot of people being assaulted on the streets or on the river trail. Okay, I'm just saying is that I'm sure it happens, but you don't see it. It would be like one of those things that once it happened, it would spread like wildfire. Like the lady that was 80 years old, that, you remember that a couple years ago, she got hit in the head, and you know they started more river patrols. They started using North
State Security. So people would break into your car.
No, what I'm saying is, yeah, people will break into your car. People will break and will come into your house, but I don't know what being, you know, carrying openly
is a discernment situation, Carl. You're saying that everybody would walk around that way. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that if you have been given a concealed carry by the police, by the sheriff, that means he believes you have the discernment as a citizen to make up your mind whether or not and when to use that weapon. Otherwise, you wouldn't have it. Now, if you're
walking, I understand that, Terry. What I'm saying, though,
well,
is,
why are you defending concealed carry over open carry?
I can do anything I want.
No, I'm just asking.
What I'm saying is, mm-hmm. you've turned this into an open carry as opposed to
no. It's a decision.
I want to know what impact that would have on crime. Would it be 2%? Would it be 3%? Because you're looking at all different solutions.
You don't know until you try it.
And you're saying that this is one of the solutions is open carry.
No, you don't know until you try it.
Right, but you're saying one of the solutions could be open carry.
How many police officers that are walking down the street with a weapon exposed, if they see a bunch of criminals on the corner, or a bunch of people that I've had people that have come up to me, okay, and they have said things or just, you know, walked in front of my car and then just cussing and swearing and all kinds of stuff, okay, and if I've told one of them, don't get any closer to my vehicle. He got the message. But the point being, okay, the point being is that I don't see how this can be a defense. There is no defense here. If you have the discernment on whether or not and when to use a weapon, the discernment for that, that's the only way that the sheriff would say, okay, you're smart enough to have this CCW.
No,
so
I understand
so you should have
that.
The discernment.
I'm not especially opposed to open carry. The question is, though, you said, this is a way, one of the solutions to help fight crime in a different, looking at it in a different way.
It could deter crime.
You're saying it could deter crime.
Deter crime, yeah.
Okay.
Because that's what happens when you're a police officer. That's one thing. The other thing is, where does the money go that the county gets? You know, we've talked about probation, having $1.6 million, right? So they've got $1.6 million in the kitty, all right, that they get out of the AB 109 money. And when Stephanie Bridget was on, the question was posed to her, how much money do we get in AB 109? She said she didn't know. The next question was, is it in the millions? She said yes. Okay, so we know that probation ends up with about $1.6 million at the end of the year. And we know that the jail ended up, this was in 2017, ended up with $582. Wouldn't it be nice to take that money and shift it over to the jail to maybe get more beds, et cetera?
Well, let's talk about that for a second. In fiscal year 2018, the CCP, which is that group that is made up of the probation officer, the sheriff, the police chief, the DA, the public defender, and a couple more, Health and Human Services, was budgeted for $11.4 million. They spent $9.6 million of that. Almost $2.8 million was spent for the jail and out-of-county jail beds. They received $9.2 million in state revenue. For fiscal year 2019 and 20, the CPP is budgeted to spend $11.9 million. Of that, more than $3.1 million is budgeted for the jail and out-of-county jail beds. They are estimated to receive $8.5 million in revenue, which means that they're spending $3.4 million of the CCP reserves. They're spending $400,000 of the reserves this year. If the CPP, they're in deficit spending right now, and if it continues like this, and the state gives them less money, they're going to start cutting programs. So to say that they've got money left over, I think it's like a business that says, I'm looking out 5 years, and I know we're going to have to keep money back to pay for these programs. Would you agree with that?
Actually, I'm looking at $1,157,284 that they had left over. So was probation. I'm just saying that.
I got this from Tracy Neal.
Well, I got this from the budget. I'm looking at the sheet right now. Okay, so I'm looking at the sheet here. What I'm saying is that we seem to have a lot of the whole point being, where does the money go? If you're asking people, they don't really know where it goes. They don't know how much they're going to get. We have a situation where we have salaries that are basically out of control. we have a situation where we don't really know where the money goes. And unfortunately, in talking to Joe Comente, he didn't even know where the money was going on a lot of this stuff. And he asked if we would keep him informed on the, where the money goes. And I said, well, basically, you're our supervisor. You're right in the building there. Why don't you just walk down the hall and ask him? The point is that when people look at this money going out, what they want is a jail. They want the bad guys put away. The idea of open carry would be something that would deter, even if it deterred one crime, it's a help. The other thing is that as we look at the pensions and everything else that's going on, and Nick's got a lot of information on that, if we look at the pensions and what's going on with that, the money we're paying out on that is totally insane.
Absolutely.
And so we have out-of-control spending, and so it's like two farmers that are baling hay, and they get a bale of hay, and they say, okay, well, this costs us a dollar. We'll sell it for a dollar. I know we need to buy a bigger truck. And that's what seems to be going on with the county.
Well, I think that for the unfunded liabilities, and everybody agrees that the unfunded liabilities are out of control. Now, that's a state thing. I don't think the county can control that. I don't think the city can control that. Now, we can talk about people that
they
are,
don't give raises?
That are hires. You talk about people that are under the new systems. They're getting they're paying more into the system and all that. I'm not saying the system is good. On the other hand, I'm also saying that's the money that comes into the county, something like 85% of it is already spent. There's only like 15% of it that they can use on other projects. The would you agree with that?
What you're talking about is discretionary and mandatory spending. Wait a minute, because let's clarify what you just said. Because you're talking about discretionary and mandatory spending. The mandatory spending doesn't mean anything in this conversation, because all we can ever talk about is discretionary spending. And that's all
that's
we're talking
about. I disagree with that, because if 85% of the money that comes into this county right now has to be spent on specific things.
Right.
15% of it can be spent on discretionary things.
Which is law enforcement.
Law enforcement and all the other things that go on with that.
That's what we're talking about.
On that. So 15% of the money that comes in
right
now can be spent on discretionary.
Right. That's our budget.
A new jail, any way you look at it, if you're taking a jail that's going to hold 372 people, is going to be something like $90 million, plus staffing after that. Okay? I just want to throw that out before we take a break, and then, Nick, we'll go to you.
Where does it say they're going to build a new jail in here?
That's been the whole point of this whole thing. It's a sham. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it's a sham. The world's filled with good intentions. The problem is it's not spelled out in this tax.
Right.
And I'm not going to vote for something that it's not spelled out in. And good, I'll talk next time. I've got some
things
to say. Thank
you. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Weapons Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction, the largest privately owned company in California, started right here by retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy. They teach in over 40 different places. They teach everything from concealed carry to defense of your home, advanced concealed carry, unarmed combat. All of these things come under Northern Firearms Instruction. For more information, call usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. We'll be right back, 8:32 in the morning, 57 degrees, going up to 69 today. It's going to be a kind of a nice day, but the wind's going to start blowing. We're going to go red flag tomorrow. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Keep us strong. That's what this country was founded on. Well, we might as well give up and run. If we let them take our guiding gun.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give them to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl Bott here. Linda's on assignment today. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, the best barbershop in, can I say, the universe? I can. DC, Tim and Logan. DC's not there that much anymore, but Tim and Logan are there. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold, the McCall. Set up an appointment today. Cypress Square Barbershop. I'm here with Nick Gardner and Terry Raposa, and they're opposing the tax, these countywide tax, because for a variety of reasons, thinking that money is, they're not sure the money is going to be spent that way. So, Nick, tell us why you think that.
Okay, I'm not opposing a tax. I'm opposing the way this tax is written. It's not strong enough, in my opinion.
Okay.
In my opinion, the way to straighten out the problem in Reading is a 1 cent sales tax dedicated specifically only to build a 500-bed jail and staff it. That way the taxpayers know exactly where the money's going. It can't be shoved off on something else. And, you know, if we had a 500-bed jail, we could lock up all the bad guys. And that brings to another point. What is a bad guy? Now, you guys are talking about felons. How about the business community? When somebody goes and poops in the front of their business, is that a bad guy? As far as I'm concerned, it is.
Oh, I'm all for that.
That's not acceptable, and they should be locked up for 6 months. And when they get tired of being locked up for 6 months, maybe they'll move on. I've got nothing against the homeless, but if they leave an ecological disaster when they leave, then that's a problem, and we need to charge them with a crime and lock them up. If we had a 500-bed jail, and we might need more beds, I asked Idaho Tom how many beds he'd like, and he said 600 to 700. Okay, if we had that many beds to lock up the bad guys, and, you know, other bad guys, you're talking about people that are throwing rocks at cars. You're talking to people that are harassing tourists. If we got those people off the streets, then why couldn't we have a homeless camp, a dedicated place? Hey, if you want to be homeless and you're going to obey our laws, here, you're welcome to camp here. That gets rid of the fire danger. I believe that's two solutions right here. But my point is they're wasting our money, and there's no guarantee they're going to keep wasting our money. How's home detention works? You know, I went to school with a guy in high school, and he got mixed up with methamphetamine, and he got busted for arson, burning down a house. He pled no contest and got 90 days home detention. He got a job helping remodel some bathrooms in a motel in Red Bluff, and they gave him permission to drive to work and back. Now, come on, how's that punishment? Okay, you go on with that. How about the ankle monitor? How's that program work? How has anybody been punished by having to stay home all day? We need to get tough on crime, and this doesn't get tough enough on crime. And then we've got Trish the other day on there, and I like Trish just fine, but she said, you know, we're not really paying our share, you know, 7.25, you know. Other communities are paying more than that. And, you know, we pay it when we go out of town, and we don't even notice it. I looked up what other communities are paying. And the City of Commerce, that's in Los Angeles, is 10%. Alameda is 9.75%. Los Angeles is 9.5%. San Francisco is 8.5%. And they're doing the same thing that this tax here does here. It wants to rehab them. It wants to give them places to live. It wants to retrain them. And like I say, most of these people aren't retrainable. I dare say that I wouldn't hire any of them. So that's my position. This is this money is too spread out. The public doesn't understand it. I have talked to 10 or 12 people in the last few days. I said, how do you feel about the safety tax? They go, what safety tax? They don't know what's going on. I talk to people that do know what's going on. I say, are you going to vote for this? They say no. So give us something we can vote for.
Well, they are having town halls, and they're starting tomorrow night, in fact, with their first town hall. It's going to go to every place in the county so people can ask these questions. Let's go to the phones. Jim.
Yes, hey, I got a question for Nick. Hey, Nick, how are you going to write that tax deal here that keeps the city from withholding from the budget, the tax money into the budget, and instead of giving it
for what? Put it into the general fund, right?
In the general fund, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, the city of California, when they got everybody to vote in the lottery, and it was for the schools, then when it comes time to give all the money to the schools, they gave the money to the schools that came from the lottery, but withheld it, held the equal amount, though, from the state budget.
Well, first off, I'm not going to write a tax law. I was trying to get the supervisors to listen to my ideas. Leonard Modi didn't have the time of day for me. In fact, he cut me off. As far as the city taking money, or the lottery taking money away, well, yeah, we got snookered on that, and that is why we don't trust the government. I've talked to over 250 people, and I've only found two people that said yes, they trust the government.
Nick, okay, thanks, Jim.
Okay, thank you.
For the specific sales tax, yes, that they're wanting, and you're saying there's nothing in there. They intend to build a jail, I think is the word they used. The specifically laid out from that law is where everything will go to.
Yes.
And a jail, and, you know, I think we needed a jail, and what I heard was around 1,000 people for the size of this county.
Well, no, Leonard sent me a study right here that was was the sheriff wanted. He, in fact, I'm sending you this copy tomorrow. It was completed. It appears the sheriff ordered this study, and this is in 2018, and it says that our jail needs our 519 beds, and Leonard Modi sat there, and I can give
the new
you
jail.
Jail beds for the size of our community. Leonard Modi sat there and said he's afraid that we're going to build some jail beds that we won't need. I think he's out of touch with reality of what's going on around here. It's right here.
Right here.
And
so
and
what we're saying is we need about 1,000 jail beds. Is
that was a study that was done in 2011. Okay. So who spent $50,000 to $100,000 on this worthless study?
And it says we only need 500 total for the county?
Little more, less than 525. See, and here's another thing that caught my eye. In 2011, in the most previous last study, the entire needs assessment in 2013 demonstrated the need of developing a 128-bed adult rehabilitation center. And they've been calling that a jail that we didn't have the money to staff. And that's the one where they sent the $20 million back.
And Total mistake.
Well, you know, an adult rehabilitation center. Let's call it what it is. It's jail. I don't want to rehabilitate these people. I don't believe that they're rehabilitated. You talk to any heroin addict, they're going to tell you they've always got that urge.
Well, I also see that with there have been very successful ones. If you looked at the Saddles Dying, which was a very sad commentary on where we are in our society, they also showed that place in Connecticut or Rhode Island that had the people in it with medical-assisted treatment that over 95% of them, once they left incarceration, showed up at the treatment centers. Now, it's a new program, so I don't know where it went from there. It's all been in the last year or so. But to say that they're not rehabilitatable is
show me
is
where
not,
that's in this law.
In jail, medicated,
is
assisted
that
going to
find
treatment.
Here? Is that going to be here in Shasta County? We're going to have that billion-dollar facility, and
in
we're
jail,
going to rehab
medicated,
these guys.
Assisted treatment, training, and rehab programs. $1,200,000 put into that. Plus what the Health and Human Services, which has a huge budget, can do. But let's go back to here. We got to take a break. But let's talk about this when we get back. This is an attempt to get our arms around crime in this community, and it can't. And the idea that you only need a jail ignores the fact that that's just one part of a system, of a law enforcement system, which includes
that's
DAs,
the most
public
important
defenders.
Part that keeps their feet to
it
the
keeps
fire.
The fire. But right now, and if you listen to shows with Stephanie on it, that said, right now they're being overwhelmed by the amount of cases they have because our police are doing a good job in arresting people. And they don't have enough district attorneys or public defenders to handle the cases they have now. Even with a 95% plead rate, or 92%.
That's another thing.
Well, you know,
wait a minute. The fact is it comes down to numbers. But I need to take a break so we can continue on. So this portion of the show brought to you by.
I was just getting warmed up. You just want to cool me off.
No, I have to bring on different groups of people that allow you to speak like this. And this is Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is one of the nation's top 50 top cardiovascular hospitals in the nation. Their stroke center has been certified by the Joint Commission on Strokes as an advanced primary stroke facility. And the emergency room is one where they have put a lot of effort, a lot of people in it to get your weights down to 30 minutes or less before you're seen by a professional and to have you out of there in an hour or less. All of this, Shasta Regional Medical Center, plus they're working with our VA clinic to ensure that our veterans don't have to drive for 3 or 4 hours to be seen down at Mather or UC Davis and just use the fine facilities we have here at Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back after these messages. It is 8:48 in the morning.
Slander my name all over the place. Well, do anything that you want to do. But honey, lay off them shoes and don't you step on my blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoes. Let's go,
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Hi, this is Grandpa from the As Seen on TV store, and I want to make shopping great again this Christmas. I purchased a truckload of merchandise. Infrared air fryers, regular $184. Now $29.95. Limit two to a customer. Now that really is a bargain. Come in the store, receive a free gift just for walking in. As Seen on TV store, right next to Kugler's Furniture on Churn Creek.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
It's time to take a stand. It's time to draw the line. You better bring yours.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. As we share a number of things, we're here with Terry Poza and Nick Gardner, who think that there's other ways of handling this problem. And Terry wanted to clear up what mandatory and discretionary is.
Okay, first of all, the state doesn't have any control over our negotiation with unions or our salaries or our benefits or anything else. And I think it's important to understand that the mandatory spending that the state says we have to spend has nothing to do with anything we're talking about here today. It's all discretionary because the discretionary spending of the county has to do with health and safety, and that's in discretionary spending. So the point is that the state does not control
salaries and union negotiations. Okay.
It doesn't. And so, but that's an important point because of the fact that we have these salaries that are out of control, we have these raises that are coming up. We have all kinds of different things that are happening here, and we can't let people believe that the state's creating that. That's our county
and our city.
And our city.
All the salaries and all that. Okay, and I think people understand that.
Well, I think they do now.
Well, I think they've always understood that it has nothing to do because it's the cities and the counties that say how much they're paying people. Okay. So here, this is a, you are disagreeing. So how do we get the 94 million dollars.
I'll tell you right now,
to,
we need
to build the jail, and then the $6 million a year to staff the new jail.
I'll tell you right now, we need a heck of a lot more beds than 400 beds. When this tax fails, which I think it's going to do because it's too complicated for people to understand and they don't trust the government, and it doesn't spell out exactly how many beds we're going to have. I keep hearing, well, I hope to have about 500. When this fails, the supervisors should put on a 1 cent sales tax dedicated only to build a 500-bed jail and staff it, and that's all the money is going to be used for, and I believe that could pass. That would be $31 million a year, which would be $100 million in 4 years, actually 120, and that would pay for a jail, and who knows.
So you want a sunset tax then?
Well, you know, that could be up to the grand jury, or the voters could vote on that. You know, who knows what we're going to need in 10 years? We might need another jail.
So, why can't we farm out some of these people? Why can't we farm them out? Patrick Jones suggested that on Sovereign Minds on Sunday, because there are other state,
there's
other counties.
There's not enough money in here to farm out all we need to farm out.
And the other problem with that, too, is, as Sheriff Basenko has pointed out, is that many of these places like, well, that was a disparaging remark, and you haven't even heard what it is yet, Terry.
Patrick was talking about Mississippi.
When you, that's right. Well, the point is that anytime you send anybody out, is then you are responsible at that point for that, even then when they're gone, if they injure anybody or anything like this. Now, Alameda has got spots, and they won't take some of our people because of their either mental cases, they are violent cases that they don't even want to deal with. So they'll take your best of your bad guys in there.
All the more reason we should build our own bed. Like I just told you, Carl, I hope this will pass, but I'm not going to vote for it.
You hope it'll pass, but you won't vote for
that's
it.
That's right.
Well, that's somewhat of a dichotomy.
That's okay.
So, but the thing, if it doesn't pass, we're in the same position as we are right now.
Put a tax on for November of 2020 dedicated strictly to build a jail. Listen to the people, what they want. We want these criminals off the street, not just the bad guys.
And
we
to be
want
able
the...
to protect ourselves.
Well, if you add another 400 beds, that's going to take a lot of bad guys off. I look at it like this, and this is just my opinion, is not doing something, which is what we've done since AB 109, except roll over and pee on ourselves because, oh, this is terrible. And then 47 hit. Then 57 hit. And now we're inundated with the – wait, just let me finish. I've given you all this time. The fact is that we have not done anything. We have put our fingers in the little holes in the dike, and here is a step forward that's going to at least address this problem. And I don't see anything else that anybody has said that even the – you know, I haven't seen anything anybody has said that's going to be able to raise without a tax – the $15 million a year minimum it will take to build that jail and staff that jail, except the other tax you're talking about.
We haven't done anything. I'll tell you who hasn't done anything is the Board of Supervisors.
There you go.
They haven't
that's
done
right.
anything.
It's
and
people,
we keep
Carl.
Electing the same ones
people.
In there.
That's well, right. then that's bad on us. You've got a new supervisor in District 1.
And look what he's trying to accomplish, and good on him. Look at the one that's been in there for 11 years with 31 years
that's
worth
right.
of law enforcement experience that we can't find an accomplishment from. Not well, one accomplishment.
You know what? I am not here to argue in either of those, but at least Joe Comente is trying. And if there's better ways of doing that, he's always looking for that. And your thing is that you said, I hope it passes, but I'm not going to vote for it.
That's right. We need a simpler tax. We need more money going to a jail.
Okay.
It isn't the idea.
Terry, you've got your last 30 seconds in here, too, but then we run out of time.
You got a guy on the phone. No?
Oh, Bob.
Yeah,
thanks, Bob.
Hey, good morning.
You're on.
Good morning. I'm not a supporter of this current sales tax, and only because I'm worried about accountability here. I look at is multiple jurisdictions going to have access to the rubber stopper on the bottom of the county piggy bank. And anytime you get multiple people deciding how they're going to spend this money, it's supposed to be for equipment, manpower, and training. At the end of the day, I see them offsetting existing O&M budget issues, operations and maintenance budget issues, and spending this money on that instead and giving themselves raises. I just don't have much support for it.
Okay. Thank you.
That's all I've got. Thank you very much. You have a great day.
According to this and according to state law, that a specific tax like this, you cannot offset it by law. You cannot offset it by taking money out of the budget to offset it.
I like Joe Cometti. He's a good person.
He is.
Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thanks for having us.
You bet.
I go into the fact, is your solution is another sales tax strictly for a jail. Do you think that without a sales tax, we'll be able to address this?
Not immediately, and that's another thing. You know, they don't see this coming into full effect for 8 or 10 years. My solution would be we'd have a jail within 3 years.
Got to run. Hey, tomorrow, Wednesday, we have the...